Say, I have forgotten your first name.
Stacy.
Stacy, I apologize for coming in
That's
this morning.
Okay.
But you need to continue to need volunteers. You need cash donations. You need all kinds of things, people to help out to make Christmas what it should be for
That's
a lot
right.
of families.
That's right.
And the Salvation Army, one of our area nonprofits that just does so much for people in need 12 months out of the year. But I think that image from everything from It's a Wonderful Life to how many other Santas standing on the corner ringing a bell with a red kettle, that tradition goes back how many years? Do you know right offhand?
150 years.
I knew it was well
years.
Close to that
right.
if you weren't there. But locally, it's an opportunity for people, either as individuals or members of nonprofits, to stand and ring a bell for you. And you brought us more red bells.
I did. I brought you some little red bells. You can ring them.
Okay. And if I get them close to the mic.
That's right.
You can almost hear it. I do hear it. Yeah. But you had your kickoff dinner Friday night?
We did. We had a wonderful turnout. About 265 people there. Wonderful spaghetti. It was very delicious. Oh. I'm going to have to find the recipe from someone.
Okay.
Absolutely. And it was a great kickoff. We all picked up our little bells at the table, and we officially began the season.
We're
very excited about that. The day before, we had our angel tree kickoff at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
That was a success. Jason Hopkins gave us a speech about traditions and family values, and that was a nice experience as well. So he took the first angel off the tree. That's exciting. And we have actually today, I will be taking out every single one of our angels to our local businesses and companies so they can be adopted and be returned.
I know you have angel trees at several locations around
yes.
the community, but if I were to start enumerating those, I would be wrong somewhere along the line. So where can we find a tree?
At Walmart. Absolutely, at Walmart. Both stores has a tree. Siemens Automation, Phillips 66 in the HR department, of course. You know, that's not for the public, but these are folks that have angel trees in their places. Berkshire Hathaway, Kmart, Jane Phillips Medical Center, Highland Park Baptist Church. Dr. Tracy Russell has taken a tree, has a tree. ConocoPhillips Research Center, City of Bartlesville, ABB, First Church of Nazarene, and David Oakley Chevrolet.
Okay.
And a couple other places are doing toy drives. So that's really exciting. The need is greater this year. We have about 100 more children who are in need of assistance, where their families have come to apply for a food and toys. Yes.
I guess I will say I'm glad they are applying. I would rather they didn't need to apply,
right.
but I'm glad they're applying.
Right, right. Absolutely. We also have forgotten angels. So if you are out and about and you see an angel that has a F-A on it, it means forgotten angel, and that just means that there are angels that are out in around town that may be chosen and forgotten. Unfortunately, that's just what happens sometimes with us, or not adopted at all. So our forgotten angels are there so that we can supplement those children whose angels do not get adopted.
I have done this in past years. It's a relatively easy process. You pick the angel up off the tree.
Right.
They have made a request or two or three.
Right.
But it's really up to the judgment of the buyer
right.
what you do.
Right.
And you can do as much or as little, or even go beyond after already
right,
fulfilling
absolutely.
Their wishes.
Absolutely. Almost every single one of them has clothing sizes. So clothes are always something that is definitely needed, or at least appreciated. Toys are, you know, it's the My Little Ponies, the Cabbage Patch Dolls, and, you know, the Kinects, toys for boys, and remote control race cars. That's, you know, that's what it is. It's just really neat, fun, and exciting to be able to purchase these toys for these little kids.
It is. And you, in this case, while people like wrapping gifts,
right.
in this case, don't bother.
Right. No wrapping gifts. We have to unwrap them if they're wrapped, unfortunately. No matter how beautiful they are, that's just one of our rules. But we welcome wrapping paper. We do get a lot of wrapping paper in bows and that kind of thing, in gift bags that we hand out at the end of the line on distribution day. So
I have heard stories of people who spent just, you know, way too much time meticulously wrapping beautiful, beautiful gifts with homemade bows and really going the extra mile on decoration. And the look of disappointment on people like you that says, I'm sorry.
Right, that's hard. Well, if we do get a wrapped gift, we kind of just say thank you and go behind closed doors and I love opening gifts, so that's fun for me, but it's not my gift. So anyway, we just can't do unwrapped gifts and hand them out to families.
Yeah. Yep. The names that are on the trees, are they Bartlesville, Dewey, or do you cover a wider?
Washington and Osage counties.
Mm-hmm. So that's really a lot of potential youngsters that, or yes. I guess families that have needs.
Right. There are also other schools and agencies are doing angel trees or something similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were to begin naming them, I would not do very well, but
that's okay.
And we work together with them so mm-hmm. that we can better fulfill the need in the community.
But if people participate in your program, then likely if those other agencies have a need that they've expressed to you, you're going to do your best to fill
yes,
it.
Yes, absolutely.
That's right. Just a wonderful thing that the Salvation Army does all the time. But you know, we recognize you most at Christmas.
Right. More and more we like to be, or more and more I have found that our team has done their very best at making sure that we are collaborating with other agencies or other organizations to do the best with what we have, not to duplicate efforts or anything like that, but just to make sure we can do the best.
And I like to talk about the angel tree because it is a tangible gift that people can go and participate and buy and look for the best thing that they would like to buy on size 8 boys jeans or whatever.
Right.
but you have other needs as well.
Absolutely.
Among other which, I guess I can talk about people and volunteers,
yes,
and then we can get to cash.
We need volunteers. I won't say desperately.
In the past, at least last year, you had an insufficient number of volunteers and
yes.
actually had to go buy bell ringers, so to speak.
Yes, we do hire some. We would like to hire none. And that's not possible this year. So, and that's okay. We really do want 100% volunteers because the value of a volunteer hour is just incredible. But someone who's volunteering out there is having so much more fun than somebody who's getting paid to do it. That's mm-hmm. a terrible thing to say. That may not be the case all the way across the board. However, we love to have volunteers. And plus, our net is better when we're not paying somebody to ring a bell. We need groups. We need individuals. VolunteerFirst.com is the website to go on and pick a day, pick a shift. Shift is just 2 hours. Even in the cold, you can bundle up and get
yeah.
those hot hands in your hands and in your shoes and do very well. So, yeah.
And even in the coldest weather, and I have seen bell ringers growing up elsewhere where they get more snow and cold and ice and all that
yes.
stuff. And people go out and willingly go out and ring the bell. Red-nosed,
yep.
Cold-fingered,
yep.
It doesn't matter. They're out there doing it.
That's right. And they even play their instrument, their keyboard, their cornet,
yeah.
their trumpet, whatever it is. Take it out there and play it and sing and bring your pet, your child. The more the merrier.
And there's something about the, you know, people see their friends out ringing the bell.
Right.
And I think there's a natural, if I know you, even though I'm still giving to the Salvation Army, somewhere along the line, I'll give you a little
there's
bit more.
There's a connection there.
Yeah.
There's more of a connection. Absolutely.
And that's something that I'll say I think you would like to build into it. If you
right.
get more known people in the program, you're better
Absolutely.
Off.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How much of the total Christmas giving comes from the kettle drive? Do you have a figure there, or at least a round figure?
90%.
That's mm-hmm. I was...
From the kettle drive, we do receive donations in the mail.
I'm going to say I have recently, at least for Thanksgiving, frequently I get something. I don't remember whether I get something for Christmas to, you know, give an extra something in the mail.
Right.
But I know that most of it comes from anything from pennies to dollar bills to whatever something that people stick in the kettle.
Right. Whatever goes in that kettle is most of what we receive at Christmas time.
Now that's
yes.
That's wonderful that people mm-hmm. do give like that.
Right. We also have inserts in the newspaper coming out soon, or they're about now sometime. You're going to see the Salvation Army ask for donations for Thanksgiving, for Christmas. So you can look for that.
With Thanksgiving upon us, mm-hmm. or virtually, if people would like to give to help someone with a Thanksgiving, they may need to give like today or tomorrow. I would assume.
Yes. Well, tomorrow is our big dinner.
Okay.
Our community meal.
It is, 11 to 1.
Yes, it is. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're getting ready for that, and we're going to feed whoever walks in the door. So, and we'll also, if somebody wants to walk in the door and eat and help, we'll put them to work. So,
wow.
Absolutely. Set up, cook, clean, whatever. Talk to people. We do need some people to talk to people. That's a That's a big deal. Some folks come in the doors who otherwise don't have family or somebody to even just have a conversation with. So I'll find myself going back and forth to some tables and sitting with some folks and chatting with them. That's nice.
Marty was in yesterday for the motorcycle toy drive.
Yes.
And I don't know, again, what percentage, other than I know it is a fun day for people to take their unwrapped toys down to the Sitel parking lot, put it on the back of Santa's sleigh, and parade down Frank Phillips all the way to the Salvation Army.
I've never seen anything like that. That's amazing.
It is.
It is amazing. Yeah.
And people come in. I think she said you can't make it this year, but in the past, people have come from as far away as New York to be part of that event.
Wonderful. That is great. It is
exciting.
Is.
Yeah,
it
is.
Very loud. It's very, it's neat.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I assume that when they pull in, I know you're expecting them, but still the surprise of that many gifts coming in, that's got to be huge.
Right. It is really neat to, to be a part of that. That's exciting.
Yeah. Cash donations. When people don't buy the right, I don't care, size 6 jeans, and you have to go out or choose to go out and get something for one of those forgotten angels or angel that just didn't get everything that you thought they needed, you go out and buy some things at the last minute.
We do if we don't have anything available. Of course, our forgotten angels are coming in, and we have those set aside to supplement if a bag comes in for a child that has one item in it. We like to have three as a goal. Sometimes we make it and sometimes we don't. It just depends on what's in the bag. And yes, we will go out and we will purchase if we need to. We'll move some things around in the Forgotten Angel. I will say that when someone purchases a gift for a child and it's not a Forgotten Angel, those gifts and those clothing items stay with that child. If it's 10 items in that bag, we leave them. We never take anything out of them. It's the Forgotten Angels that we move around and we supplement with. So we do need the angels adopted, but we also would greatly appreciate Forgotten Angels in that sense, because we do need to supplement some.
Sure.
Yeah.
There are some deadlines involved because you have to get things ready for gift distribution.
Right. December 7th is the deadline for angels. They can either be returned to where you picked up the angel or to the Salvation Army building on Busey Avenue.
Is there a preference? I mean, if you're picking the angel off the tree, and I'll say at Walmart, just because typically, people are going to go up, grab the tag, go buy, and then return it back to the same place. But
that's fine. Yeah. That is fine. Yeah, we're in and out of there so much during the holiday season that we pick up as we go. So yeah, it's exciting. And then our box truck does have to go do a pickup every once in a while. And then we have pickups all over the place. So it's exciting. Never a dull moment.
No.
Where we come from.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exciting. It doesn't matter where they drop them off.
You must, I mean, just when you get finished with the day after Christmas, you guys have probably had some of the best Christmases in town as far as just the Christmas feeling good about helping people, giving that free gift to people.
It's very exciting. Yeah. It's very rewarding. It really is. It's very special.
What other needs go unmet some years? I mean, you talked a lot about bell ringers, and we know that there are some angels that don't get everything you would like and you want to add to something along the line. What other needs does the Salvation Army have this time of year? Anything that we
have? The schools did a food drive, and that's greatly appreciated. I think what we want to do in the future is expand that to companies and organizations. We have one day a year where we have 250 people in our gym packing these boxes, and they're ready to go. So all year long, when someone comes in for a food box or a food basket or food assistance, they receive one of these boxes, and then we supplement what we receive from the food bank and from other donations, freezer foods, refrigerator foods, bread and fruit and that kind of thing, whatever it is that we have. We do have a need for food. We never stop needing canned food, cases of fruit, or something, big companies might be coming through with a load of something and call us, or Mary Martha, or Agape, some other things. So we will receive a huge amount of something, strawberries, for example, and we'll share it with as many agencies as we can and then give it out to as many people as we can. So that's a really nice thing to be able to do. But we are always needing food.
Yeah, and I can see the strawberries, for instance, it's perishable.
Right.
They're only good a limited amount of time, and get them out there to somebody rather than let them go bad on the shelf. But canned food staples, you can do something with those all year long.
Hold on to those and store them and give them out when people come in. Yep.
Anything, absolutely. Anything particular that you can say you always are in need of, and I'm pulling this out of the air, macaroni and cheese, anything, you know.
I should know that. peanut butter and jelly is a really good staple, and it's easy. Kids love it. That is something that we do ask for a lot throughout the year. So, yes, peanut butter and jelly is a good one.
Okay. Yeah. So if people would like to give, we've just given them all kinds of things that they could do.
Absolutely. For somebody.
For somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, bell ringers, let's go online and sign up. And again, the website is
volunteerfirst.com.
And you could, I assume, volunteer this morning, and if their location came out, be ringing this afternoon.
Absolutely. Yes. Or you can call the office and speak to Veronica at 918-336-6454 if you don't want to do online, which is completely doable.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning. And again, thank you for all of the things that you will do to make Christmas a lot brighter for a lot more people.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
It's your opportunity to give. And if I can get the bell to ring here next to the microphone, there it goes. You can hear it. And she's ringing and I'm ringing and we're having a good time. You can go out and ring the bell and be part of what's going on with the Salvation Army's celebration of Christmas this year. And again, volunteerfirst.com if you'd like to be part of what's going on. This is AM 1400 K1.
It's now time for the Outdoor Showcase. Here's your host, Greg Merrick.
Hello again, everyone, and thank